It's Monday, July 9th, AD 2018. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In the face of Democratic calls for the abolishment of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Vice President Mike Pence offered unqualified support for the government's frontline officers during a visit to ICE headquarters on Friday, reports USA Today.
Just when you thought the Democrats couldn't move farther to the left, leading members of the Democratic Party, including candidates for higher office, are actually openly advocating the abolition of ICE, an agency that protects the American people in our communities every single day. Under President Donald Trump, we will never abolish ICE. We will always stand proudly with the brave heroes of ICE and our Border Patrol.
16-year-old Hunter Richard was verbally attacked and assaulted at a Whataburger in my hometown of San Antonio, Texas, for wearing a Make America Great Again hat, reports News 4 WOAI-TV. In the video, you can see a man violently throw a drink directly in Hunter's face before stealing the teen's hat. Hunter said that some of his hair was pulled out during the assault, which was unprovoked. The teen said, quote, "I support my president. Let's have a conversation about it instead of ripping my hat off," end quote. The man in the video who took the cap, Kino Jimenez, is now facing charges. The Trump administration says President Trump will sign the hat